You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Fascinated by the crime issue and how the extreme left-wing Democrats don't understand how completely out of touch they are with their peeps, with their constituents. And we have some more examples of this. First of all, J.B. Pritzker, this guy's unbelievable. How those of you in Illinois ever deal with this guy? He thinks he's going to be president, or he thinks he wants to run for president, and he has this national profile. So Trump talking about sending troops in to Chicago. Now, I get a little uncomfortable with some of this because I don't want every city having troops running around. But, you know, I go back to a couple of weeks ago when somebody said to me, well, how would you feel if there were National Guard troops around St. Louis? And I said, well, I don't know if I want to see them during the daytime, but I might want to see them at night when things kind of get out of control. And just having the police presence we saw, what success even a little bit more presence had in D.C. when it comes to, you know, carjackings, et cetera. Mayor Bowser had to admit that last week. J.B. Pritzker is just basically talking politics here.
The other aims are that he'd like to stop the elections in 2026 or, frankly, take control of those elections. He'll just claim that there's some problem with an election, and then he's got troops on the ground that can take control. If, in fact, he's allowed to do this.
Oh, my God. He's crazy. And he's allowed to go, like, on Stephen Colbert's show between now and whenever that ends and say stupid things. This is a guy named Jeffrey Mead who does some independent journalism. The first voice you'll hear is not him. You'll hear him in a second. But these are people in Chicago who are wondering, hey, who's going to stand up for our citizens because they're being violently attacked and shot at all the time?
In Chicago, everybody got to get down. Everybody got to get down because they shoot. Everybody down. Look, your kids are running. They shooting. We can't have no fun in Chicago, man.
Okay, so things like that are happening regularly in Chicago. And you see his skin color, he's black, and most of the people around him were black. But there's a protest going on in Chicago today. Check this out.
Of course, they're all white. We've seen this before. No troops in Chicago, that's what they're saying.
Now, what did you notice about the vast majority of the people in the streets protesting? A heavy majority of these people are white. There were more than 50 people shot in Chicago this weekend alone. More than 50 people. It's either 52 or 53, depending on what source you look at, and 7 people have been killed. And I'd be willing to bet money, if you were out in the street and you wouldn't ask these people how many people were shot this weekend
they
in Chicago,
know. They would know.
I bet you they would not be able to tell you.
Of course not.
If you ask them how many people were killed this weekend from gunfire in Chicago, I bet they wouldn't be able to tell you. And it's funny because these white liberals and these white Democrats care to claim about black people so much, but then they want to protest the federal government looking to send troops in to help make black people more safe in Chicago. But again, these white people protesting are not nearly as affected as the black people who are dealing with this every day.
We see this in St. Louis. We've seen it since 2014. We saw it in the aftermath of George Floyd. We saw it with the Stockley protests. It's the white hippies. It's the guilty old white people. I like to describe them as the group that holds BLM signs up at the corner of Elm and Lockwood and Webster Groves. Dwayne Patterson is with us this afternoon to talk about some of this and other things. He contributes at hotair.com and is the host of the Dwayne's World podcast. How are you, Dwayne, this afternoon? There we go. I forgot to press the button. Let me do that take two. How are you, Dwayne, this afternoon?
Yeah, punching me in, that always helps. I'm doing great. How are you?
Well, I'm doing okay. The crime issue and the way that the left is handling this is, it's not unlike what happened with immigration in the last couple years. And they feel strongly, those two issues sort of are combined for Chicago, because I remember hearing, you probably used some of this audio too, some of the more heart-wrenching audio from the election year, if you go back to last summer, where there were people who were in the city of Chicago and they just saw their parks that were completely taken over by migrants with tents, et cetera. They were taxpaying citizens. They're like, wait a second, what about the resources that we've paid for? And they were pissed. And that was one of the more uncovered national stories in the entire cycle. I mean, everyone wanted to go see if they were eating the dogs and cats in Ohio, but no one wanted to talk to real people who were affected by these migrants and other criminals.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And, that's the one thing that Trump is resonating with, is he's taken another 90-10, 93-7 issue and claiming out the moral high ground here and forcing the Democratic Party nationally, statewide, everywhere to reflexively take that 7% for no other reason than Donald Trump has taken the other side. So they have to be on the opposite side. It's astounding to hear what Illinois leadership has said over the last 24 hours from all levels, whether it's at the city level with Brandon Johnson screaming at a rally for people to defend the land that was built by slave labor and the indigenous people. I don't even think God knows what the hell he's
talking
about.
No, of course not. Wait a second. I think I have a little audio here.
This order affirms that the Chicago Police Department will not collaborate with military personnel on police patrols or civil immigration enforcement. We will not have our police officers, who are working hard every single day to drive down crime, deputized to do traffic stops and checkpoints for the president. We will protect our Constitution. We will protect our city, and we will protect our people. We do not want to see tanks in our streets. We do not want to see families ripped apart. We do not want grandmothers thrown into the back of unmarked vans.
Yeah, all the scare tactics. Now, what's interesting is there's another guy out there who thinks he might want to be president, Wes Moore, who's the governor of Maryland, saying things that are a little bit more commonsensical.
One thing I do believe is that the Democrats don't have a messaging problem. There's a results problem. The Democrats have to deliver results and stop being the party of no and slow and start being the party of yes and now. Because the frustration that people have, it is real. It is real when people are saying that, I feel like my life situation has not changed. And so people are looking at all these things and saying, I'm done with all of you. And so that's why I think we have to move with the kind of aggression that is necessary.
So not enough of those types on the Democrat side. Maybe that's a good thing for Republicans. But that guy clearly trying to get a little narrative in there because he wants to run for president. He's actually making sense. Why someone, and I don't know if it was Wes Moore or somebody else, Dwayne, that said, look, why is this a partisan issue, right? Why can't people, Democrats, Republicans, Wes Moore said that he's talked to the president about these issues. Why can't they come together to try to solve some of these things and actually get results? Because all the yelling and screaming and the chirping that Brandon Johnson and J.B. Pritzker are doing, that's not helping anyone.
It's not helping anybody, and you're absolutely right about the media's narrative and how Democrats that go against that narrative can't get any oxygen. I'll give you a case in point. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser. Now, she can't get on TV now even if she got arrested at this point. And the reason why, she released a tweet this morning that just completely got ignored by media. And she said, you know, upon further review, I would welcome federal police support in the District of Columbia indefinitely, forever.
Yeah, I didn't hear about that.
Fine with it. Oh, you didn't, did you?
No.
He said it. She's perfect. You think that's going to make the top of the newscast tonight?
No, it will not. Yeah, her point last week, and I played the audio, where she had the numbers. I guess she was forced to admit the carjacking numbers were significantly down. What was it? Just slightly. 85% from the same period a year ago, right? Yeah, I think that made a difference. And she went further. She said, look, that means that, you know, those are gun crimes when you're getting carjacked. So that means there's fewer gun crimes. Why? Now, look, President Trump loves to start, you know, fights with Democrats, or at least finish them when they start. But why this can't be something that everyone in the country can get on the same page about? Because, you know, as well as I do, you take a microphone around to Chicago and you ask the people who live up there, they'd love to have some troops. They just love to have some safety for their kids, for their families.
Yep. You saw what happened out in my neck of the woods in California last Friday, right?
Did I? I don't know. Which one was it? What event?
Our boy Gavin Newsom, the governor of the Golden State, who tries to be a little mini Trump to mock him, he held a press conference on Friday, surrounded himself with California Highway Patrol, county sheriffs up and down the state, LAPD officials. He surrounded himself by people in uniform holding this press conference and said, upon further review, I think I'm going to call out the National Guard because apparently we have a crime problem in San Francisco, Oakland, Los Angeles, and San Diego.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if he believes it, and I don't know if he's actually going to give them the rules of engagement to actually crack down, but a stepped-up presence, I'm all for. But why is he doing that? He's doing that because he knows it's working. The issue is working for the Republicans. And so he's got to co-opt it, or it's going to cost him his chance
at
the White House.
At least he's wise enough to know that. And there's the other guy that I keep pointing toward who's saying things along these lines, who, you know, is trying to create a little bit of a common sense lane, is Rahm Emanuel, the former mayor of Chicago. The guy that's in the current seat, though.
We had him on our show, yeah.
You have had him on?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Hugh interviewed him for almost an hour plus. And he was saying things that we on the right would think about. Where is the Democratic Party that Rahm Emanuel is now the voice of reason in that party?
Okay, but so then how does he get to, because I've heard him, and my prediction is that is someone definitely to watch out for in the nominating process. But how does his common sense, you know, poke through? Brandon Johnson's a guy who's got an approval rating below 20%. He's a Marxist, right? He hates police. He wants to defund the police. But he and Pritzker are out there every day like they have everyone on their side because they live in Cook County, or they rule Cook County, Illinois. JB can't get away with a lot of that stuff down in my neck of the woods. But you actually have to have people who have half a brain come out and vote for these candidates in primaries. And what we're seeing from the convention in Minneapolis a couple of weeks ago, or the Democrat Socialist Convention in Chicago, is that younger people in particular, they want what Brandon Johnson and J.B. Pritzker are selling, not what Rahm Emanuel and Wes Moore are selling.
See, that's why I wrote my piece at Hot Air today. The Democrats are at a crossroads. In the Virginia governor's race, is a perfect example of it. Robert Johnson, who is the black billionaire who founded BET, Black Entertainment Television, he was the comms director for the Corporation on Public Broadcasting before that. He was the press secretary for Washington, D.C.'s delegate back in the 70s, one of the first co-founders of the Congressional Black Caucus. He has bundled with Terry McAuliffe, Hillary Clinton's fundraiser, all the way through the late aughts and the early teens to raise money for the Democrats. In 2019, he gave an interview to CNBC and he said, you know, I think the Democratic Party is starting to lose me. They're getting a little too crazy. And that was a little canary in the coal mine. In 2021, his old buddy, Terry McAuliffe, who ran against Glenn Youngkin in Virginia, he not only didn't endorse him, he didn't give any money to him. He did give money, $500,000, to win some series, a lieutenant governor, for no other reason than she's African-American and she's the first black female to run for high office in Virginia. And he felt he needed to support that. Now, I don't like that kind of racial politics, but 4 years later, there was a rally goer who works for the Abigail Spanberger campaign that held up a really atrocious racist sign.
Yep, I covered about, it last week. Yeah.
Right, right. And it turns out it was a Spanberger campaign worker.
So it says, hey, Winsome, and this has to do with, I don't know what the hell is going on in Loudoun County, Virginia, Dwayne, on a regular basis, but they are nutso there, especially in the schools. So you had the situation where these two kids who were boys were questioning why there was a girl, a biological girl, in their locker room. She was actually doing the video recording, but they were the ones who got the blame and the suspension, even though she was breaking the law. So someone holds a sign up that says, hey, Winsome, if trans can't share your bathroom, then blacks can't share my water fountain. And that got a lot of attention. So this guy, Robert Johnson, is pissed off about that and some other things and writes Winsome Sears another check, right?
$500,000. And not just because of her race, but his stated reason for giving that $500,000 was because he thinks the Democratic Party has become far too racist for him, for his comfort. And that's, again, if in Virginia you have a black high roller donor who now gives money to the Republican Party because the Democrats have become too racist, this is a party that is not a healthy party. This is a party that's working themselves into being a regional party, not a national party. They'll still win the places they have to win, like Chicago, like, you know, Illinois' governor, like California's governor. They'll win the pockets where it's concentrated blue constituencies. But as a national force, I'm telling you, the Democratic Party is in real, real trouble right now.
Well, so let's talk about Virginia, because this is very important. What happened, and you kind of chronicled this, because I covered this race with Glenn Youngkin and Terry McAuliffe quite a bit. A lot of us in the talk radio world did. And unfortunately, it was one of those situations that we thought that the red wave was going to be a little bit redder in that election cycle. But Glenn Youngkin ends up winning after being behind in the polls. So a few weeks ago, because I was curious about this race and I knew that Winsome was running, and I like her quite a bit. She's been a guest on the show and I've been a fan of her, you know, just common sense. She's just a regular person. And I was stunned to see that Spanberger had such a big lead. I mean, it was like double-digit lead in the polls. But what you're saying is she's closing the gap now.
Two Roanoke College polls. And why that one poll is important is because 4 years ago at Labor Day, they showed McAuliffe up 7 or 8, something like that. And they showed him up big all the way along, and it closed all the way down the stretch, and Youngkin ended up beating McAuliffe by 2.5 points. But that 8-point spread in September was part of the Real Clear Politics average, which showed a bigger margin for McAuliffe than he really had. Now, this cycle, there's only a handful of polling that's come out of the Commonwealth in the last 4 months. One of the last five that have been in the last 5 months is this Roanoke poll from May that showed Spanberger up 17. Now, in the same overall average of Real Clear Politics polls is another Roanoke poll from a week and a half ago. The same poll, same race, it's now down to 5. And so
she's closing.
She's closing,
yeah.
But that 17 is still artificially enhancing the overall average, showing that Spanberger's up by like 6.8 points. I don't think she's up that far. And Sears is closing. That's what the indications are looking like.
Well, I hope that that's true, because obviously in a race like that, the Democrats will latch on and say, see, this is where the country is. But I would love for Winsome Sears to keep up that momentum. Now, she's not the flashiest candidate, right? But she's got a great story. She's not your typical politician. I would say if people are paying attention, you know, it's kind of they're on a weird cycle there with elections in 21 and 25.
It is.
Why is that? Do you know?
Here's the thing. Here's the thing about Winsome Sears. On TV, she comes across a little stiff. When you hear her speak live, she absolutely commands the room. She is much better live. Whenever she gets out there and speaks to a group of people, she comes out of there just reaping votes. Her problem is she's a little wooden on TV.
Yeah,
she's not used to doing TV. That's her weakness.
Well, but a lot of fighting to go here in the next 2 months, and that's going to be certainly something that you should keep an eye on. Can Trump keep up his momentum? You know, I mentioned this earlier. Sean Spicer brought this up last week. It's like win after win after win. He's on television answering questions seemingly every day, multiple times a day. How do you keep up the momentum?
The guy doesn't sleep. I mean, he literally never stops. He's calling his cabinet members sometimes at 3 and 4 in the morning. The guy sleeps like 3 hours a night, and the guy is a live wire. We used to say that about Winston Churchill, you know, when he was in the war room trying to fight World War II. They saved the chair that he sat in, this big, you know, high backed wooden chair with armrests on it, and you could see carving into the armrest of the chair where his nails kept clicking into it, and he was just a live wire, always moving. And that's Trump. He has no downside. He's just always up and moving. And the guy creates his own energy. He creates his own force. I'm not saying I'm the biggest fan of everything Trump's done, but you asked me if he can keep it up. As long as God gives him breath, the guy has more energy and motivation. And the biggest mistake that the Democrats ever did was trying to hose him in the 2020 election. If he would have won the 2020 election cycle, he would have not been anywhere near as impactful from 21 to 25 as he is doing the Count of Monte Cristo routine.
And you might be right about that. Then we might be stuck with Sleepy Joe or Kamala, which is frightening in and of itself. Dwayne Patterson, he writes over at hotair.com. He's got a great podcast. Dwayne's World works with Hugh Hewitt. Thank you, Dwayne. Always great to have you on. Hope your holiday was good. We'll talk soon.
My pleasure. Thank
you,
sir.
Take care.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
I read this horrifying story earlier today by an author by the name of Brooke Branchin, who wrote in The Federalist about her experience growing up and how transgenderism has surrounded her. And she offers some perspectives that I have not heard from a lot of people on this particular issue. So Brooke's going to join us here in just a few minutes. Hey, are you someone out there that works for tips? Do you have tips that are involved in your particular employment? You heard as part of the Big Beautiful Bill that you will not have to pay taxes on those tips. So who qualifies? Who will qualify for that deduction? Well, Scott Bessent, the Treasury Secretary, and the administration kind of came out with a list. I guess there are 70 different occupations. They have a preliminary list, if you will, on qualifying occupations. So, of course, bartenders, this would be beverage and food service, bartenders, the wait staff, food servers, dining room and cafeteria attendants, and bartender helpers, chefs and cooks, fruit preparation workers, fast food and counter workers, dishwashers, host staff, restaurant, lounge, and coffee shop, and bakers all qualify for that. For entertainment, if you're a dealer at a casino and you get tipped, you'd be exempt. Gambling change people and booth cashiers. Do you really tip those people? I've never tipped a booth cashier or a gambling change person. I guess if you're going in, though, it makes sense. You get a big jackpot and you're going in to cash in your chips. You'll give a couple of chips to the change people. Gambling cage workers, gambling and sportsbook writers and runners, dancers, musicians and singers, disc jockeys. However, that excludes radio, unfortunately. Well, we got this thing called payola and plugola that we're supposed to avoid, so I think that would be covered under that. Entertainers and performers. Hey, that sounds like me, though. I think I can be tipped. Digital content creators, ushers, lobby attendants, and ticket takers, locker room, coat room, and dressing room attendants. For hospitality and guest services, baggage porters and bellhops, concierges, hotel, motel, resort desk clerks, maids and housekeeping cleaners, home services. This one's really open. Home maintenance and repair workers, home landscaping and groundskeeping workers, home electricians, plumbers, home heating and air conditioning mechanics and installers. Now, no offense, but I've never tipped my HVAC guy, I don't think, or my electrician. Home appliance installers and repairs. There again, not sure I've been opening up the tip book for them. Home cleaning service workers, that makes sense. Locksmiths. Roadside assistance workers. In the personal services category, you may be exempt from tips if you do personal care and service, if you're a private event planner, if you are a private event and portrait photographer, if you are a private event videographer, if you are an event officiant, so I guess that's someone who is marrying the other person, if they're doing the ceremony, pet caretakers, that makes sense. I have some of those. Tutors, nannies and babysitters, personal appearance and wellness. These people would be exempt. Skin care specialists, massage therapists, barbers, hairdressers, hairstylists, cosmetologists, shampooers. I didn't realize that was a separate category. Manicurists and pedicurists, eyebrow threading and waxing technicians. Of course, they need their tips and they're not going to be taxed on those tips. Makeup artists, exercise trainers and group fitness instructors, tattoo artists and piercers, tailors, shoe and leather workers and repairs. Then you go to the recreation and instruction category. Man, the list goes on here. Golf caddies, self-enrichment teachers, recreational and tour pilots, tour guides and escorts, travel guides, sports and recreation instructors. And there's a couple more here. I got the list. Transportation and delivery. Parking and valet attendants, exempt on tips. Taxi and rideshare drivers and chauffeurs. Shuttle drivers. Goods delivery people. Personal vehicle and equipment cleaners. Private and charter bus drivers. Water taxi operators and charter boat workers. Rickshaw, pedicab, and carriage drivers and home movers. Any of those categories will get you exempt from tips in this year's taxes when you file next year, thanks to the Big Beautiful Bill.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Get thrown off with the days just a little bit because of the holiday, and today is Tuesday. We did have a great conversation with Frank Cusimano in the last hour. He usually visits on a Monday, but he was here on a Tuesday. He'll be back on Friday as well. Carl Cannon was here in the 3 o'clock hour. You can always use the rewind button and go back and listen to Carl. He is the Washington Bureau Chief for Real Clear Politics, weighed in on a bunch of different issues related to D.C. Nick Schwer was also here, state senator, regular on the roundtable, and we were talking about Governor Kehoe calling the special session for the, for both initiative petition and for the congressional rewrite. I read this piece that was in, I think this was in the Federalist today, by Brooke Branchin, who is with us tonight from Wisconsin, because she had a very personal, in-depth piece about her experience, direct experience with transgenderism and how all this nonsense has come about. Hi, Brooke. How are you? Welcome to 97.1 FM Talk in St. Louis.
I am excellent. Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
I have some Wisconsin roots. My wife is from Whitefish Bay. I lived in Milwaukee for 10 years. Where are you up there?
I am actually right outside Milwaukee in the suburbs.
Which one? I know that area very well.
I am in Menominee Falls.
Awesome. Yeah, I lived in Bayside and Sherwood for a while, and we can both agree by saying go Pack go. Can't we come to terms on that right now?
Absolutely. We are ready for football season here.
So this whole thing with the trans cult has been fascinating for me. You know, about 5 or 6 years ago now, I'm fine with my son. He's actually a teacher, or as I would say, an indoctrinator in the city of Chicago right now. But I was called a transphobe by my son, who is now 25 years old, because I dared to draw the distinction between a biological male and a biological female on one of my tweets. Now, he was a little younger then, and I don't really know if he would change his position on this. But you are young enough that you've kind of gone through this period when this started to become, and I hate to even use the word fashionable, but it kind of became fashionable with teenage girls in particular, didn't it?
It really has. I believe that there has been a little bit of a shift in the way that transgenderism has been viewed and the way that it's been utilized by people, where especially for young people, if you're a little bit young and you don't necessarily fit into one of the categories where you're super, I hate to say it, but like popular or very cool, you're not into football, you're not into shopping, whatever the very trendy thing is, if that's not your personality and you are a little bit quirkier and maybe you feel a little bit awkward, then a really good way to remedy that is by saying, I'm actually the wrong gender. I was born in the wrong body, and that's why I feel uncomfortable.
So were you in a situation, you kind of describe a friend group, and the friend group was doing, you know, kind of things that friend groups do, video games and listening to music and going for walks and stuff like that. But then was there a certain point when things sort of shifted?
The biggest shift actually came as we were getting a little bit older, and things like using drugs and going out drinking and going out partying became a little bit more of like the normal, especially as people were looking ahead to college, that became, you know, a big thing that people were excited about. So that's when a lot of these changes started to really take significant hold on a lot of that friend group. But the biggest shift actually happened in 2020. So I was a senior in high school in 2020, and that was the year that I graduated. And in the subsequent years after that, almost every few months, I would see someone that I had been friends with or someone that was a friend of a friend or that I had a class with coming out as transgender online. So I would say that the pandemic and the global shutdown almost seems to be this breaking point where there was a massive cultural shift in how so many of these young people were approaching their identity.
Brooke, this is crazy because you even say that most of the friends, you know, we were kind of taking you back to a period when you were just 14 years old, 15 years old. But you say most of the friends that you made at that age now identify as transgender or non-binary. And you said, look, you knew these, you kind of referred to this as the before and the after, and you saw what happened to a lot of these kids and how they fell into what you refer to as the LGBT cult, which is exactly what it is. And mental illness comes into play here. And as you may or may not know, that we had pretty significant storyline in this in St. Louis when Jamie Reed, who was married to a trans person and is a lesbian, came out with a big whistleblower report 3.5 years ago about Washington University and, you know, Children's Hospital, which has since been shut down. But what she saw, and this is something that we saw unfortunately come to dramatic light in Minneapolis last week in tragedy, is that a lot of these kids who were coming in thinking that they were queer or, you know, non-binary or whatever it was, they were seriously mentally ill. Maybe they were gay. Okay, maybe they were gay, but they were seriously mentally ill. Do you see in your friend group, was some of that taking place? Because you talk about how a lot of them started latching on to the Alphabet Mafia stuff. They started using the identifiers, right? They, them, etc. Or they said things like, I think I'm non-binary, or I think I'm pansexual. I had a friend whose daughter, by the way, is about to get married, and she's about as hetero as they come. But in high school, she said that she was identifying as queer, just because it seemed to be like the fashion. Again, I'll go back to that word fashionable. It seemed to be like the in thing to do. She's far from queer. She's very hetero. She's getting married. But for that age group, she kind of temporarily got sucked inside the cult, Brooke.
Absolutely, because they make it so easy to get sucked inside that cult. When you are 14 and 15 and 16 and you're a little bit awkward or you're into things that are a little bit stranger, a lot of my friends were big into skateboarding or video games or things that were just a little bit off the beaten path. And I think that they didn't always feel accepted by everyone in our school. We had 400 people in our class, and naturally some kids have different interests. Some kids just don't get along. And so for my friends that were a little bit quirkier and had some strange but nothing evil that they were interested in, they took that really hard. And so I do think there was some of the seeds of what you could consider to be mental illness. But also I think that allowed them to say, these feelings of discomfort that I have, because I'm 14 years old and everybody feels uncomfortable at 14 years old.
Exactly.
Let's be real.
It's a valid point. Yes, exactly.
Yes. That's actually something biologically wrong with me. And so if you have this way to opt out of that and say, it's not my fault, I'm not uncomfortable because I'm 14, I'm actually fundamentally broken, all of these so-called loving parents and teachers and guardians that are around them are giving them a way for them to absolutely mutilate themselves so that they, that these young people don't have to take responsibility for how they feel.
It's outrageous. It really is. And Brooke Branchett is here. She wrote about this in The Federalist. For you, it became a bit of a double-edged whammy from this perspective. I can sit here, and I've done this before with my audience, and I think I have a lot of people in the audience that would share my similar experience, where unfortunately in the age of Trump, in the past couple years in particular, I've had friends that have been decades-long friends who have known my politics, by the way, for decades. They really haven't changed. But because I'm saying things that are more positive about the big bad orange man, I am persona non grata with some of these friends. And again, some of these people have been friends with since I was in high school, since I was 14 or 15 years old. You've had the same thing happen with the transgenderism, but also because you have conservative politics, right, Brooke?
Yes. I posted a photo of Donald Trump on my Instagram shortly before the election last year, and I had tens, if not hundreds of people that I was friends with in high school and that I knew just from daily life unfollow me. Yeah. And totally cut me out of their lives, which is such a strange place to be as a young person, because I'm not that old. I'm 23. I've been out of high school for 5 years now, but almost no one from my high school and my high school friend groups will talk to me because I have a conservative viewpoint and because I am a very bold professor of my Christian faith, and that's something that they hate so violently that they would rather me not be in their lives totally.
Does it bother you? Or have you moved on?
It bothers me only because I know that they still have not come to Christ, because they have not learned about the truth that is inherent to conservative values. So I am at peace with it. I know that my kingdom is not of this world, that I am God's creation and that I am made perfectly in his image. I just do still feel compelled to reach out to them and to show them that they do not have to mutilate themselves, that they do not have to consider themselves broken or mentally ill or put a weird label on their identity in order to be loved and accepted.
Well spoken, Brooke. Thank you for, you know, having the courage to write about this. I don't know how, you know, usually I might say, well, there's a lot of people that are in your same position. I do think there are a fair number of conservative younger people who you are in similar positions. But the whole cult aspect of this is just bizarre to some of us. And look, I've been tracking this for a long time, and I think there's a lot more positive happening than there ever has been. And the aforementioned Jamie Reed had a lot to do with that, because this is now being exposed. Look, her trans, you know, partner, husband, whatever you want to call it, is detransitioning. So but those stories, of course, as you know, they don't get told in the Washington Post or the New York Times. You just see, you know, the other stuff that glorifies this and evil, you know, makes people like you and me, you know, the bigots and the transphobes and the evil people in this whole argument. So I think the tide has turned a little bit. I'm glad that you wrote about it. You're a great guest, and go Pack Go. How about if we close with that?
Go Pack Go.
All right. Thank you, Brooke. Take care. We'll see you.
Thank you.
You know, I'm sitting here and I am doing in real time a little sorting for audio cut of the day, because sometimes I have it picked out. I do have it picked out right now. But when I'm looking through the list, I'm sitting here next to my computer, of all my audio, it reminded me of something that I didn't get to today. And I just sent Fred an email that said, I want to talk about this tomorrow. So I heard this morning. I can't remember if I saw it on the Twitter or if Fox aired this, but this is a mom talking about, and I have a great story that I want to relate to this tomorrow. A mom talking about, or maybe it wasn't even a mom. It was a Generation Xer talking about something that happened on an airplane with a kid kicking a seat.
I sat next to and had the worst experience with a child on a flight that I have ever experienced in my life. We will call him Spencer. Spencer and his mother were sat next to me. Spencer proceeded to endlessly kick the seat in front of him. She did not correct him once. She didn't correct him. Then he started opening the tray, banging it down and throwing it back up. And he was doing this endlessly. And yet again, she was not correcting his behavior.
Oh, I have a great relatable story for that. And I think it was on my first international flight ever. And we will share that tomorrow. I know Sue probably can't wait for that. We'll share it tomorrow here at 4:04 on 97.1 FM Talk.
Stand by. Playback ready.
Now, the audio cut of the day.
All right, this one's Just a little different here because Peter Ducey was not only able to ask a question, but was able to come right up to shoulder to President Trump and kind of show him an image. He asked him about something that was kind of going viral over the weekend.
There is a video that is circulating online now of the White House where a window is open to the residents upstairs and somebody is throwing a big bag out the window. Have you seen this?
No, that's probably AI. Generated.
So,
actually, you can't open the windows. You know why? They're all heavily armored and bulletproof.
So that's a fake video?
Well, it's got to be because I know every window up there. The last place I'd be doing it is that because there's cameras all over the place, right? Including yours. No, but every window, I've never seen a window that's... In fact, my wife was complaining about it the other day. She said, love to have a little fresh air come in, but you can't. They're bulletproof. And... number one, they're sealed, and number two, each window weighs about 600 pounds. You have to be pretty strong to open them up. And one of the problems we have with AI, it's both good and bad. If something happens really bad, just blame AI.
You know, he's right about that, though. There's so many things that happen. They look real. I think, you know, we have to vet this quite carefully on the show because we've almost been caught, and we have a great team with Ethan and Fred, and we are skeptical because there's audio that I sometimes have them pull or I get ready to play, and then we realize it is a cheap fake or a deep fake. Isn't that what they called them last summer? All right, have a great Tuesday evening. We're back tomorrow at 3.
Get more at 971talk.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.